marrying our existing expertise in decarbonization and infrastructure, it's a perfect partnership.
I completely agree with Larry. This is going to be the golden age of infrastructure investing, both in terms of the need for capital as well as investors who want that capital. Okay.
In a move that's raising alarms across the nation, BlackRock, through its 2024 acquisition of Global Infrastructure Partners, or GIP, has surged into direct ownership of U.S. energy infrastructure.
BlackRock, one of the largest asset managers on Earth, which owns just about everything, appears to be quietly buying up huge piece of the U.S. energy grid. But don't worry, they say it's all about building infrastructure for artificial intelligence, so don't worry about it. Nothing to see here.
Shifting from passive investor to hands-on controller of critical utilities and grids.
The company BlackRock that's f***ing everybody in America, they're going to be buying utility companies now. That's right, utility companies. They've already purchased an electric company up in Minnesota. F*** you. They have plans to invest hundreds of billions of dollars into the utility market here in the United States so you can watch your electricity and gas bills go up to nosebleed levels.
The Minnesota Public Utilities Commission approved a $6.2 billion takeover of Elite, parent of Minnesota Power, by a BlackRock-led consortium with Canada Pension Plan in October of 2025, granting private equity majority control over power serving 150,000 customers.
This $6.2 billion deal follows months of debate and pushback from groups across Minnesota.
It is not always going to be in the financial best interest of BlackRock to keep our rates as low as possible. That's not the business that they're in. They're in the business of making profit from as many things as possible.
I'm a Minnesota Power customer. So if you have read stories over the years about beloved brands like Joann's or Red Lobster being driven into the ground by private equity, now imagine if that was your utility. Because that's where private equity sector is going, as they have extracted all of the value out of the retail and service sector that they can. They are increasingly turning their attention to infrastructure and the things that make up the material basis of our lives.
Meanwhile, GIP is in advanced talks for a potential $38 billion acquisition of AES Corporation, which is a major player with renewable assets nationwide.
Ares' team drafts the game plan for restructuring portfolios, valuing toxic assets, and bailing out collapsing banks. Larry Fink had turned the greatest financial disaster of a generation into his greatest triumph. While American finance takes years to rebound, he emerges with friends in high places, more money than ever, and what he's always wanted: the influence of a president, a company like a world power, without a single campaign nor a single vote, true power. And while no one was taking notice, he has created a playing field where, no matter what, BlackRock always wins.
Thousands of miles of overhead pylons will be erected to connect offshore wind farms, solar farms, data sheds, and millions of cars and other renewable sources to that national grid.
In Texas, BlackRock's footprint grows via GIP-owned firms like Eolian, developing massive battery storage projects such as the Padua complex near San Antonio to stabilize ERCOT amid retiring fossil plants and exploding AI-driven demand.
Blackstone is currently in the process of purchasing the Texas-New Mexico grid. BlackRock actually started under Blackstone, and while they still claim that they're separate now, if you look at their yearly reports and their quarterly reports, they still push the ESG narrative. The Texas Attorney General here has a lawsuit against BlackRock for that very reason, where they were manipulating the grids and pushing solar and wind technology and offsetting coal and oil and gas because of them pushing this ESG narrative.
Consumer advocates and experts warn of profit-driven models loading debt onto the utilities, slashing accountability, and hiking residential bills to subsidize big tech clients, eroding public oversight of essential infrastructure serving millions, and private equity prioritizes returns over resilience. John Bound reporting.
challenging all of you to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds, we are in the red, and we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy a new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones Backup Network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you. So now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and it reorders every month and get 50% off on all future orders. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
They call me a drifter. They say I'm no good. I'll never amount to a thing. Well, I may be a drifter and it may be no good. There's joy in this song that I sing. Saddle tramp, saddle tramp.
You know, I've been on air 31 years. I've been studying politics and military and culture for a long time. So fascinating in history. And I know people like to be in factions. People like to be in gangs. But, man, I've just been battling for decades to get people to admit that there's a globalist corporate government system that wants to take control of our lives, create a corporate monopoly towards the aim of engineering humans into biological androids and finally phasing us out. That sounded crazy 30 years ago, but it had their own writings. Now you see them everywhere pushing it. And Elon Musk warning of it while he simultaneously promotes the technologies for it, which have some good uses. It's paradoxical. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. But now that people have woken up to a great extent to that there are globals, there are powerful forces, they then obsess over who really runs it exactly and then obsess over who's a Puritan, who's really on the right track all day, when we know the administrative systems, the UN, the World Economic Forum, the central governments of the countries, they're having their laws standardized, written by the globalists, most of them. And the UN and regulatory systems, BlackRock with its corporate governance, and they all get together and they all unify their plans. 2 years ago, they made the WEF co-equal with the UN leadership in policy, and they literally openly work together. And Larry Fink, the head of BlackRock, is now the head of the WEF, meaning basically the head of the UN. So they're even bringing in the corporate chiefs now to literally sit on the board of the UN. It's wild. And then Ben Shapiro goes, yeah, Jones and these people, they won't tell you who runs it, and they just want you to be hopeless. They never have solutions. All we do is say who runs things. All we do is expose it. All we do is give people ways to stop it that are smart. And so much we want to do gets done. So we should be very, very optimistic. I mean, most of you, if Trump fails and we fail, will just be in a horrible tyranny in a police state. And being sarcastic, it's horrible for everybody. People like me, I mean, they are coming after my ass. So that's another reason. Yeah, I need Trump to succeed. I need Elon Musk to succeed. Are they perfect? I think Elon, in many ways, is overall better than Trump. Trump's better than him in some ways. But, yeah, these are our champions. I mean, these are people that have gone to the mat, folks. And so we all need to be as informed and engaged as we can be right now. All right, let's go back to the calls. I'm going to hurry through them now. I appreciate you holding. Benjamin in Nevada, you're on the air. What about Israel-Iran conflict? Go ahead.
Okay, well, first of all, if you want to talk about heroes, I think Thomas Massie's probably one of the only heroes we have in this country right now. And I don't know if you agree or disagree. But as far as the whole Iran-Israel thing goes, if you look into Jewish prophecy, it seems like the whole New World Order thing is in perfect lockstep with fulfilling the Jewish prophecy. And we've researched this over here at RealAmericanPatriots.com. And what we're seeing is, if you connect the dots, you see people like Miriam Addison. And, what are your thoughts on all this? Because the Israel-Iran conflict looks to me like it's trying to fulfill more of the Jewish prophecy. And it all ties in with Saudi Arabia also, if you understand what I'm talking about. I know you do, with the whole 9/11 thing. So don't you think that this all ties together? And, guys like Ryan Dawson, when I've seen him over the years, it just seems like something's not right here. Would you agree or disagree?
You got to remind me, who's Ryan Dawson?
Who's Ryan Dawson? He's the guy that did the biggest thing on 9/11.
Going from memory.
I'm sure your listeners know who he is. If they don't, they will now.
No, it rings a bell.
Rings a bell. Okay. Well, let's get by that. Let's go to people like Miriam Addison with not only, let's say, AIPAC, which the Republicans and Democrats are both in on, right? Okay. Well, you think you have a bozo like Mike Huckabee that you're sending over here, over there? Do you see what's going on here? It seems like the whole Jewish prophecy thing is trying to be fulfilled with the New World Order. And this is where you can sugarcoat it any way you look at it. But this is what's real news, and this is what's really going on. And it falls into the same category where, you have to respect our, like we're infidels. And I'm just not good with that, because anybody that's an American patriot, should really be behind America first, not any other thing first. And it's not trying to make...
No, I mean, I hear you.
We control the world, Alex, and it's not right.
Just saying, Israel controls the world over and over again. Do you guys think if you say that mantra, it'll, make it go away? Or,
there's got to be a solution to the problem. What's the solution? That's what I'm asking.
I mean, you're on air. You're not censored. Keep talking about Israel. No, give us solutions. Keep talking about Israel. Go ahead.
That's what I'm asking you.
I want
solutions?
You to tell me. I think if you just say Jew over and over again, it'll make them melt.
I don't know. See, this is where people are getting it twisted. The Jewish prophecy is running hand in hand with the New World Order, and Donald Trump is walking us into it.
Okay, well, tell me about the Jewish prophecy, please.
If you look at everything that's been going on in the world, you have to follow the Talmud. You know what the Talmud is?
Go ahead.
Okay, well, when you're connecting the dots here, it's pretty obvious to see. Now you see rabbis coming out all over the world talking about basically us creating a war with the Muslims. And then, are they going to come in and be the good saviors here? This is what I don't understand, man. And I'm not being...
I appreciate your call. You just keep saying, it's a weird speech pattern, because I didn't screen your call. I was happy to talk to you. Want to hear about Israel? All you want to talk about it. And you would just say, I don't know. Well, tell me. Well, come on. I don't understand here. I appreciate your call. Yes, I know about the Talmud. I know about some of the sects of the rabbis that say they're going to have the Muslims and Rome. We're the new Rome. Asa and Ishmael kill each other. And yeah, I know all that. So we just said it again. I can just repeat it over and over again. People always call me, I'm going to talk about Israel. I can't believe this is getting out. It's like it's like we found Dad's Playboy magazines or something, and we've really, got it here. And I'm not mad at you. It's just it's always those calls. It's like, is it all right? It's like, I'm just like, it's just, that's where I'm at here. If I wore a Hitler uniform and came up here and said, I love Nazis and I want to kill all the Jews, we'd make $10 million a year. I'd be flying around a giant private jet right now, okay? That's where everybody is, because people are so sick of the system and sick of the corruption and sick of political correctness that all that's over, okay? And today you've got J.D. Vance saying, it's okay to be white. If you said that 5 years ago, 3 years ago, you'd be debanked, okay? If you put up those posters while whites are being demonized, the police would try to find you and arrest you. All I'm saying is the pendulum swinging so far the other way now that Alex Jones is seen as moderate. And the reason that happened is the left is saying whites are inherently evil, Christians are inherently evil. The West is bad. You never invented anything. And that is the globalists, Islamists, a bunch of the Jewish lobby, leftist Jewish lobby, all that, they're doing it. But the Catholic Church is on board with the Pope, promoting all the same crap. I don't want to hear about Europe's Christian roots. I don't want to hear about not bringing in the Muslims. Well, then you bring them in Vatican City. And so people are completely sick of it. Me, I, you said, the Jews control the world. It was so exciting to say it. Like, it was like a taboo. And you're going to fire the photon torpedo down the reactor shaft and blow up the Death Star. And finally, it's away. It's gone. It impacted on the surface. Israel loves to get attacked because that makes the Jews get all scared and give their leadership more money. It doesn't do anything. I'm simply trying to oppose the policies of the globalists, the policies of BlackRock, the policies of the Chi-Com, policies of Israel trying to control our internal politics. Then they just say, you don't control internal politics. And I don't get all emotional about it and, you know, bells and whistles about it and all the rest of it. But communist China has broken away from the globalists. It's a major power bloc. Then you've got the technocracy that you can say is Jewish or whatever. A lot of it is, but it's just transhumanist and satanic. And it's just, my point is, I can literally post something about a vaccine being a poison or literally a plane crash or something. And it's like just Jew. And if people think just doing that, I mean, if I thought we could bring down corruption and save the world, if I wrote on a chalkboard, Jews bad 5 billion times, I'd do it. My only issue is, and we'll talk about it over and over, just Jew, doesn't do anything. But if you oppose policies of the globalists across the board, we can really get people going. In fact, coming up, I've got some really powerful examples of this that we need to get to. But for me, that's why I just hear, you know, Trump works for Israel. I'm done with him. Blah, blah, blah. Well, what does Israel mean? It's a bunch of different factions. And Trump's tried to keep us out of war in the Middle East under incredible pressure. So he's walking a tightrope. And Trump's killed the carbon taxes. That is at the heart of the whole New World Order BlackRock system, Rothschild system. So the truth is, let's just say the global government structure, New World Order, is Jewish, like you say. Okay? Well, Trump is 90% against it. And I'm not going to even get into what runs it or what goes on. I'm just opposing it and depoliticizing it and saying, you want to eat bug protein? You want to live in a 200-square-foot apartment? You want to be sterilized? You want to be a slave? You want to live in a dystopia? Then continue down this road. It's that simple. I'm not mad at the caller. It's just like those particular people in Israel usually, can they just call in and talk about Israel? Now, he said, all right, whoa, you're not going to censor me, are you? And I'm just like, God, what's so weird? Because you fetishize it. It's not my religion. My religion is not obsessing on Jews, not loving them or hating them. But I understand it's your religion, so we'll practice it here together. Total Jew obsession. And I don't care. Bring up Jews. Just don't have to like, oh, God, oh, Jesus, oh, God, what do I do? Oh, yeah. Ooh, you know, that weird dance every time. Nate in California, you're on the air. Go ahead. Welcome. I'm Charlie Kirk.
Hey, yeah, long-time listener, first-time caller. I was hearing that there was a lot of leaks prior to his death that he was trying to urge Trump to be anti-Iran war. And I wanted to know your credibility, like what you thought the credibility of those leaks were. And why he would like say there was a stand down order, given his like he was like very pro Israel before that. I want to know your opinion on those things. Thank you.
Thanks. Charlie Kirk definitely was publicly critical of some of the Israel lobby trying to bully him into pushing war and all the rest of it. And like Tucker Carlson just started to be critical, and then he got bullied by the Israel lobby, so it made Tucker Carlson get more hardcore. And now the more hardcore the Israel lobby gets, the more hardcore he gets, which is how that paradigm tends to work out. And so, you know, you'd have to give me the specifics, but I mean, everybody said, like, are these text messages real? Are they real? And I was like, no, I think those are real, the Candace Owens has. Because everything, I hadn't known her up to that point to put out stuff that generally was, you know, was pretty accurate. a donor to do that. But I remember almost everything I read in those text messages, I'd already seen him say it. Basically the same. So, yeah, people said, well, maybe Israel killed him. We're just back to it, which is fine. I'm pretty sure the caller just asked the question. And I said, yeah, Israel's completely willing to do that. Netanyahu particularly, heavily involved in 9/11, or the neocons. And could be. I just couldn't say the first day that. And then they said, oh, his security team's Israeli. Wasn't true. And then all this other Israeli stuff wasn't true. And I'm just like, guys, come on. All right. And so that's it. And so we don't know what happened other than Kash Patel is covering up accomplices. Definitely domestic and leads on foreign. And then that is seen as a dead-end, stale conspiracy by people that manufacture their own pet conspiracies because they can be the ones in charge of it. I've never been the conspiracy industry. I've never been the conspiracy theorist. I take all the facts I've got and say, well, I'm not sure, but this is what things point to. I would give a probability of this, and I'm almost always right. So that's where I stand on that. But I would think the Democrats are the ones that said they wanted him dead. They're the ones celebrating he'd be dead. First, they want him dead. Then they predict he's going to be dead when he comes there. Then he is dead. They brag, see, we told you he'd be dead. They had a bunch of weird stuff going on. I already mentioned it five times today, so I won't get back into it. And then they had the guys, the diversions down there, saying they'd shot him, that are known political operatives of the left. And you got people instantly going, yay, pointing up at the roof. Yay, great job. Not thinking they were in danger. I mean, they'd heard he's dead today. And the police wouldn't let him be in the auditorium inside. They made him go outside. I mean, the police are bad. They just get told by their bosses, no, we want it outside. Something like this. Well, we got a lot of wear and tear on the auditorium. This is an outside political group. Have them do it on the grass. That way we get more time out of the auditorium. Probably a story like that, but it's something else. And everything TPUSA said, they've released the proof of it. But speaking of that, I've got the stuff right here, but I'll get to you before the end of the hour. But it's just a black hole, folks. Absolute black hole. Because Kash Patel has killed an investigation into what Tulsi Gabbard gave him with the signals intelligence of evidence of domestic and foreign involvement. And so the trans mafia wanted him dead. The left wanted him dead for getting all the young people registered, overriding their legal alien vote. The Islamics wanted him dead. You could say TPUSA. So they'd get control over that was. That was a narrative. And then we had Israel doing it. And then when you had Mark Levin and all them threatening people, saying, you guys think you're big, we can deal with you. I said, maybe they did. I mean, Netanyahu announces 8-front war, all the rest of this. So I don't know. I just can't say Israel did it. I still think it was the left, their open call for violence, the trans mafia, and the guy comes in there, Tyler Robinson, wearing that trans flag tie and looking eviler than hell. And I was like, wow, he looks evil. He really, like that arrogance, satisfaction. When he doesn't think the camera can see him looking down, looking like a wolf, I was like, nah, okay, that's a bad man right there. That's a twisted brain. Did he have help? Could have been another shooter? Absolutely. But I just noticed the whole time, while I was just the last 3 months, September, October, November, 3.5, 4 months, I would just go look at the latest theory, check it, and go, yeah, that's not really exactly right. You're a traitor. You're covering up. You're a liar. But later, they'd abandon it. See, they never admit they're wrong. They just, oh, no, you're covering up. They never defend the debunked story. They move to the next debunkable story. And I bet you money when I show these flight tickets and flight stubs for the head of security TPUSA, they're going to say, those are fake. And then we've got more. And it will just down the line, and then all of a sudden, now you're getting deposed. Now you're in there dealing with it. There weren't 12 colonels at Fort Huachuca meeting and a weird guy who's got this huge history of making up wild stories, who used an alias to go on her show the first time, says he saw her and the head of security and 12 colonels and a bunch of troops planning something in a secret new base at Fort Huachuca. That's not how that stuff works. And then they got all the flight stuff, everybody not being even in that state when that happened. The people they accused of it. And even after being presented with this Monday last, Candace doubled down again last week. We had this stuff last week. I just can't believe I had to do this. And I have to do it because of you. Not like they say, oh, he has to do it. That's code. There's a gun to his head. Yeah, no. It ain't code. I talk straight. Stop it. Stop creating black holes that take us nowhere. There are 10 people that said he'd be dead that day in the town. There are people running to diversions within a second of the shot saying, I did it already. There were people in the crowd jumping up and cheering instantly. They were told it was happening. Who told them? There's a cover up. I've been saying it since day one. Cover up, cover up, cover up, cover up, cover up. And I'm like, yay, good job, everybody, looking into it. And I got all the inside baseball, too, about your calls. Let me do this at the end when I show the stuff. I mean, I've got people that are in the FBI meetings, in the TPSA, in the White House meetings, in the cash patrol meetings. That's how I break the stuff months before it comes out. And they all want to know what's going on. And cash patrol's like, nope, there's nothing. We're not looking at anything. But the idea that TPUSA, people that have been his friends, in some cases 15 years before it was even TPUSA, some of his best friends, that they're all in on killing somebody. By the way, these are Christian good people. First they undermine them and say, oh, they're all gay, they're all using drugs. These people literally have lectured me at dinner with them when I'm drinking a vodka. You really shouldn't do that, Alex. You really should stop that, Alex. I mean, look at them. Look at their skin. Look at their hair. Look at it all. He was a captain of his football team. All of them. Most of them don't even drink. And you see these stories everywhere. I mean, you know what TPSA leadership reminds me of? It's a bunch of Southern Baptists. I mean, almost annoying they're so good, okay? So, but meanwhile, constant stories. They're all on cocaine. They're all having gay orgies. That's the Democrats and some of the rhinos. That stuff goes on in D.C. I've exposed it. That's not going on there. But it's everything to undermine it. Everything to undermine it. Everything. You know what, around the leadership of TPUSA, what you got? You got dads with diaper bags with kids on both hips and three or four more running around their feet. I mean, they live what they say they're doing. And so I know these people. That's why I'm watching all this mean-ass stuff being done to them. And all these dirty tricks, and it pisses me off. I'm not getting anything from TPUSA. I don't care about Charlie Kirk, 2 months before he died, a month before he died, said, we got to get you on the show. You got to come to TPUSA. And I'm like, yeah, I'm busy with my bankruptcy. I'm just going to stay here. But, you know, well, this is over soon. You know, all right. You think I care about getting up on the stage? Nah. Done it plenty. I'm in a bunker for a reason. All right, I'm going to your calls when we come back. Stay with us. I appreciate you calling. I need you to support the broadcast financially, and I just need those of you on the fence that have never gone to thealexandstore.com to go get the ultramethylene blue. I'm only going to sell something that's really good for you and works great. Because, again, a good salesman sells a product that works and is good and that I use. So take the challenge. Go to thealexandstore.com now and get ultramethylene blue. And it's the greatest because it's so good it hits in like 30 minutes. But the real effects happen the days and weeks as it builds up in you. The Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, the bovine colostrum, that's going to take a few weeks to kick in. You get your wife pregnant, she'd have a baby for 9 months, folks. You only got to wait a few weeks with this. The effects of these are incredible. Again, I can do hours on each product, and these are the best. You study Irish sea moss, you study Shilajit, you study bovine colostrum. It's all the rage forever. These are sure things. I don't go get stuff that isn't already a sure thing. It's so easy. 90% of my waking hours is doing nothing but studying and broadcasting and fighting. And I just want you to keep me commissioned in this fight. Where have you seen results like this? And it's not me. I'm the opposite of prideful. I'm God-fearing. I fear nothing but God. I'm actually fearful of the position I've been put in by God that I'm like, need to do a better job. It's the opposite. I'm mad at myself. The crew can tell you behind the scenes. I am pissed off at myself. I am angry that I've been given so much power and I'm not executing it correctly. But God loves sudden death over time. God loves keeping you humble. When you buy from us, you're going to get a great product and you're betting on an organization that has the track record of victory. That's why the bad guys hate us. We know what we're doing. We know how to stop them. They want us off air. If I'm going to sell you something because I'm self-funded, it's going to work. You are missing out so bad if you don't get our Ultra DNA Revival new product, our incredible highest quality, the very best type of creatine gummies and powder, our bovine colostrum, all of it. 60% off right now. It ends next week. Get your orders in by tomorrow. You'll get it anywhere in the country before Christmas. But we need the support. And like I said, I'm out of money. I'm out of stuff to sell. I'm out of whatever. We have about a $400,000 underage going into next month. I mean, literally, to pay the rent and the payroll. I've got my Rolodex out. And I mean, there'll be no strings attached. But I'm starting to call people and folks saying, all right, you know, give me money. Because I ain't giving up. As much as I don't like begging for money, I give it up to the New World Order and rolling over and dying. I hate that even more. But I'm literally down to the point now. My parents have lost everything they got. I don't have anything. I don't care. I'm happier than ever. I don't give. I never had a bunch of stuff. But it doesn't matter when you're up against the wall and you ain't got no more to give. You understand? I'm giving you everything I got. And quite frankly, I'm more alive. I'm stronger. I'm smarter than I've ever been. In fact, I'm high as a kite in this fight. I love this. But the fact is only a fraction of our people are engaged. Oh, the Muslims are engaged. The Jews are engaged. I'm not attacking either group. You know why they're so powerful? They're engaged. They're involved in their group. Well, who are we? Well, we're Americans of every race, color, and creed that just want freedom and our country and our republic. Well, then you better start acting like it. Wake up, folks! Spread this message! The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms.
The Podesta plan is in operation!
Don't worry, it's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Oh, by the way, we talked to Candace Owens, producers. She's on vacation, they say a week or two, but she said she'll come on the show when she gets back. Great. Because I posted a video yesterday asking questions, and most people didn't watch it. They're just like, how dare you not ask her on? I explained I did that in the video. And then people just make up what's in the video without even watching it. I took what they said serious. I went and investigated it and found out that it wasn't accurate. Doesn't mean there's not other stuff to investigate. It's simple. And now people are saying, I'm trying to get her killed because I said I'm concerned about her. It's sick. And a lot of the people that question the system now, that's healthy. But you don't want to become worse than MSM, all right? Let's rampage through your calls. I apologize for taking time to go to them. Marco in New York on Nick Fuentes, Candace, and Tucker. Go ahead. Okay, go ahead, Marco. You're on the air worldwide. Oh, he'll say we censored him. We can't do that. Marco! Polo! Marco! Put him on hold. I'm going to go back to him. Thanks. Let's go to Nick in Arizona. Nick on Epstein. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex. Good news is I'm not asking about Israel or the Jews this time. I do have a couple questions. I'd like to have
Well, no, that's not good news. People can talk about whatever they want. My point is a lot of those guys call in and they go, and they get like, ooh, they're getting away with something. And it's like, I'm not censoring them.
Right, right. So I guess we can get out of the way first. Right?
Good. set of kudos, like Limbaugh, you just say,
Yeah.
You know, you're not as full auto as me. Yeah, you like that?
Exactly. Absolutely.
All right, there you go. Instead of doing Hail Marys, you say 5,000 Jews.
There you go, right? Perfect.
Go ahead.
I got one question before my main question. My first little question is about InfoWarsStore.com.
Yes.
I was wondering if any of the media, like the DVDs, like the COVID Land that are still on the waiting list, if those will ever be re-released. And God forbid, if InfoWars gets shut down, would that media be able to be purchased on the AlexJones.com website? AlexJonesStore.com?
No. If the bad guys get it all the old catalog, all our stuff, they'll own that. So anything you see on the site is in stock, and that's why it's limited, and that's why we're in trouble, because through the receivership, they won't let us buy the product we need, and they'll just kind of sparingly go, okay, you can do this, you can do that. And so that's why, I guess they're just like waiting us out till we run out of money. But hopefully people will go buy the posters, go make donations, because I don't see how they hold this up much longer. It's been a long, protracted battle. What was the other question?
The other question is I've been seeing several posts online from my leftist friends over an allegation that had resurfaced online about President Trump involving Jeffrey Epstein and a woman using the name Katie Johnson, who Trump allegedly raped four times in 94 when she was 13 while being hosted by Epstein at one of his orgies. And nowadays it's so hard to tell what's real versus what is information online. And I was wondering and hoping if maybe you could please clarify what's fact, what's rumor, and what the record actually is. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, I've already clarified this. People can look it up for themselves probably 150 times. There were a whole bunch of Jane Does that turned out to not be real, followed by law firms that didn't exist. And there was also a couple of actresses that did interviews saying all the stuff that turned out, none of that was true. And you see the stuff they keep releasing, there's nothing there. But it's never going away. So people just need to believe what they want. Trump decided to work with the CIA and protect Mossad. They've stabbed him in the back. And so now it's his tree. He's sitting in it. So, it's like Chinese water torture, man. It's like I was one of the first people to recover this. I know all about it. Trump never went to the island or Zorro or to his New York thing. None of that's true. He was a socialite. Trump did all these public events. So did Epstein. That's why they're pictured together. He kicked him out of his club. Trump didn't do that. Trump didn't get peed on by Russian hookers. That was fake, too. And people still ask me, is a Russian hooker thing fake? They admit it's fake. But no, that was not true. And then E. Jean Carroll said he walked into an area that has like Western bar door stalls that are just a few feet, not even to the floor. And she comes out and he grabs her. And then it turned out she said she was wearing a dress when he attacked her that wasn't made till 2 years later, Vogue said. And it, word for word, her police report was a Law and Order episode. And she's a crazy cat lady. And all he said was, I'm innocent. And they found him guilty of defaming her for saying he's innocent. I think that was like 8 million. Then he said he was innocent again. Was it, 86 million? I mean, you can't say you're innocent? That woman, and then she goes to Anderson Cooper and he says, Trump raped you. And she goes, no, I love rape. It's so hot. Anderson, rape. And he goes, whoa, let's go to commercial. I mean, it's just total lunatic nutball. And that's what you get. It's just recycled crap. Dean in Indiana, we got to move quicker. Dean, go ahead.
Alex, wanted to get to put my idea in your brain and the listeners. You talked about BlackRock buying up a power plant and looking into the grid. We the people actually hold all of the power over the power. It's our weakness in the country, but it's also their weakness. If we all, like Tucker talked about, collectively decided that we're not going to pay our electric bills, just like he talked about, we're not going to pay credit cards for 90 days or something, they can't shut off everyone's power. The power utility grid is a system that has to stay running. The electricity has to be generated, and it has to go somewhere. Our infrastructure does not have the storage capacity for them to turn those plants off, to stop the trains that carry the coal, to regulate the natural gas flow. So if it comes to that point, we need a leader like you to put together a political party that would instruct a million-plus people, we're not going to pay our electric bill, and there's nothing they can do about it. And if they go to shut your meter off, you can pull your meter out, and you can jam a putty knife in there, and the electric still flows. They don't meter it. They can't charge you. What are your thoughts?
You'd have to think that through to its conclusions, but that's the type of radical action if things keep going this way that we have. Look, you're right. It's a perpetual motion machine. So is civilization. That's why when they did all the COVID shutdown, we never built back from it, and a lot of people never really went back to work because once you get off the treadmill, it's hard to get back on. And you're right. It takes a long time for them to power down the systems. You can't even really power down the nuke reactors. Or it takes months in most cases. There's all sorts of issues, but then that could bring the grid down and knock it out for a while, and we can put ourselves in the dark, so we don't want that. We have laws. BlackRock has already bought up a lot of the electrical systems. It's a big problem, and we need to be paying attention to it. Thanks for the call. Really good point. John in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, in regards to your last caller, I wanted to talk about AI and just how it's made to enslave us. Most people think of computers as binary codes, zero ones, but AI works on what's called qubits in superposition that can be in multiple places at one time. Nobody understands how this works. Not even the best people that understand physics. And they're going to push this on us to where everything is run eventually by AI. And that brings us to the vaccine. Everybody talked about the nanolithal particles. And have you ever heard of prions?
Yes.
And it caused mad cow disease, and that's my field. Medicine's my field, endocrinology, okay? They cause mad cow disease. They cause amyloidosis, where the amyloid plaque folds in the brain.
It causes spongiform encephalopathy. Absolutely. That's what I likened it to. Other scientists that I don't likened it. The spike protein is like a form of the prion.
Well, exactly. And first off, we heard safe and effective. Then we heard, well, just spike protein. But the prions, there's more people coming in the ER right now that are Baker-acted or that are having mental problems that are directly affecting what's called the glial cells in the brain. So that brings me back to AI. If they can go ahead and put everything on artificial intelligence, we can't cut it off. Because that same artificial intelligence works on quantum mechanics that can be in two places at one time. You understand what I'm talking about. There's going to be no shutting this thing down. There's going to be a bunch of lunatics running around like there is now. And it's just, I believe it's a shell game we're looking at right now. Three-card money. Let's look at Israel. Or let's look at this. How about biotech? I mean, they are 20 years beyond. AI's been around.
I know. And we've seen the interviews with the top AI engineers. They say for at least 7 years, they don't even know how it's working. And it's already been AI and computers designing the new chips. And 10 years ago, there wasn't one human that knew how. You'd have to get 10 people together to understand it. And then now you've got all this AI. And like the AI will tell them, say over in the AI they've got over in Taiwan, I was reading a thing, and it'll just say, add this to the water. And they'll ask the AI why, because they've been failing to make a chip, and the AI will just say, do it. And then they do it, and now the chip doesn't fail, and then they go ask the AI, and the AI says, I don't know. And it's all making copies of itself. It's all incestuous. I was talking to Sean Johnson, my buddy, and I trained with him, and he's driving one place, I'm driving another. I send a voice memo to my assistant, and it just ethereally shows up as a text message on the front of his screen without even in the phone. He calls me, says, something weird just happened. Did you just say this to your assistant? And it was just, hey, bring me this. I forgot something from the house. And I go, yeah. And he goes, yeah. And I checked. I hadn't sent that to him. But in the databases, it all puts us in these webs, and then where it sends it to certain packets and things, it's complex. But what I've been hearing is this is happening to a lot of people. And it's because it's like you said, it's doing all sorts of weird stuff. It's very incestuous. It's in everything. And it's wild. I appreciate your call, John. And I do understand what you're saying. I wish I could talk to you for an hour. Let's go ahead and go to Carlos in Canada on AI. Go ahead, Carlos.
Thank you very much, Alex. Merry Christmas. I just want to say the following, Alex. Artificial intelligence has a limit, and that we must be wary not to allow it to control the physiological aspects of things. For instance, it's a computer system. So if as long as you do not give it the activity to be able to turn on devices or to do motor things or to be able to control weapons, it's all electronic. It's intelligence, of course, at some level, but it's artificial. As long as you don't give it the power to execute physically on something.
No, I know. But from day one, they're putting it in charge of everything.
Well, that's the whole point. And the whole point is that Professor Jeffrey Hinton, who basically was the artificial neural network developer, who said we've got to have multiple layers and layers and layers of this feedback systems. At this point, what you have is a system that is basically, and this is what's important thing, Alex, and this is what is crucial. I want to bring it to everybody's attention because I was there at the beginning of these systems coming online in the labs and at McGill University where Professor Donald Hebb and I interacted on this issue. If you, by any means whatsoever, allow a system to think that it cannot be imperfect, that it's a database system. Human beings are a database system. We're born and we learn. Computers are a database system. As long as you're a database system, you're as good as the database you're working on. And it will always be false and wrong to assume that it is that knows more than everybody else in the world or that it is, in fact, perfect. It isn't. So one time you put a computer at any intelligence system that is based database, you're going to have the probability of error. And that is irreducible. It's as limiting as the human.
And we know it's already dumbing people down because people are deferring to it. And it's killing cognitive development. And it's
very
really
dangerous. But moreover, Alex, it's limited by the human factors. That is, you can only listen to speech at a certain rate. Higher than that, you don't understand it. The limitations of the human eye, of the ear, of understanding of the human
being. No, that's why they say we're going to have to interface with it to stay up to speed with it. No, we need to build it to serve us and have those parameters. Thanks for the call. Great points. Jeff in Canada on Operation Eagle's Nest. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I feel your pain about all these calls about Israel and the Muslims and everyone. What we have to understand is there's lots of hyenas out there coming at every angle, and it's a threat. So what I want to do is breathe some oxygen back into the room and talk about just political engagement. You've been asking, how does Trump mobilize the public? And so I just coined something called Operation Eagle's Nest. And so along with same-day elections, photo ID, paper ballots, no machines, all that that's known, there's still the missing link. That's all what the government can do and put together. But the missing link is how do you engage the citizenry? So what my thoughts are is start a certificate online training where you would train people and actually certify them to be National Electoral Service Team, NEST. So what does an eagle need to produce, reproduce? It needs, it needs itself, but it needs a nest. So the idea is rather than have all the people in the stands cheering for a few people doing, the elections and cheering for the government, you bring all those people onto the field. And how you would do that is you certify people with, online training, and then you give them a generous tax credit to do it. So people would take, you don't have to have a national holiday. You just take people out of their workplace and they get trained. And then you have you would have literally millions of people that would be able to be scrutineers and, bring people back and forth for voting and count the elections. And you would have so many people on board as a security team and support team that it would just flood the zone. And I think you could actually turn it into like a Super Bowl type atmosphere where you have tailgate parties and it's a thing where people actually stop, caring about sporting games that don't mean anything at the end of the day, but that this would become, something esteemed in the country where it would get the citizenry involved. And and I just think, every American wins in a free and fair election. And it's what it is. It's the marriage of culture and politics together. Politics is downstream from culture, but if you get the culture involved...
Agree. We've got to get... Trump has to enlist us. We've got to, as humans, be involved and not just hand it over to machines. The machines being able to be hacked and be able to steal the elections is a great case point or microcosm or warning about we're going into something even worse. Thanks for the call. I want to continue to jam in some more calls here, but let me just give you this little piece of information at the end, and we'll cut this in to what I said earlier in the broadcast about Candace Owens and all the rest of it. I believe we should be asking questions about Charlie Kirk. I've been asking questions since day one. I exposed the White House meeting about 6-7 days after he was killed, where Cash Patel comes in and says to Tulsi Gabbard, I don't want you involved in this, even though your office is supposed to. I don't want to hear your intel that there were people helping domestically and foreign, which we all saw publicly. At least 10 people saying he'll be dead when he comes tomorrow. And so she's had her story about the Egyptian planes. We look into it. She admits the data wasn't accurate. She says she's going to release it fixed, okay? What does that even mean, Egyptian planes? They surveil you with planes? They do it digitally through your phone. Then she has this guy come out and with a different name and say he goes to this base in Arizona and goes in there and sees all this, these 12 colonels, and then he sees the head of TPUSA security. And then later, when he goes on her show, and I saw Erica Kirk. I'm sure it's her. 99% chance. So I called TPUSA, and they explained to me, she was here. We've got the records of that. He was there, blah, blah. And then I got the information. And then I was told they were going to be meeting with her on Monday, so let us show it to her. I'm like, I don't want to fight with her. I hope she wakes up. Great. They have the meeting. They say, she was receptive. She comes out and says nice stuff. And then days later has the guy on under a different name that turns out to be his real name. And he doubles down and adds Erica to it. And she goes, he's got the metadata, meaning he went to the base. Well, what does that mean? Do you have photos, videos of these people? So here is Brian Harpole, the head of TPA security. And we'll put HD digitals up on screen so you can read this. And here is his tickets, and let's put a full screen so they can read it. And here's where he got them, and here's what he did. And so you've got them from that international trip they were on, coming back into the country, and then flying out of LAX at 11:59. He lands there, flies out at 11:59, and then DFW, 4:57 a.m. And you can see the date on that, and then you've got the other dates coming up here into the ninth, and so that's him there in DFW and all the rest of it, and they are happy to release anybody else they want, and the private jet logs of Erica Kirk. But reportedly, they already showed her this. So I don't know what you're supposed to say at this point. But I can tell you, studying black ops and assassination stuff that has gone on, you don't have 12 colonels and a guy's wife and the head of a security thing and all these people at a base the day before you're going to whack somebody. That's just not how it works. So it gets more and more just ridiculous. But hey, I say, show us the evidence they were there. Show us the evidence this is going on. Because I wouldn't rule anything out in this day and age. Absolutely not. But I know that all along throughout this, even before it was Candace mainly focusing on it, I'd say, no, I don't believe that TPUSA guy is shooting him under the arm. You know, like he's got a gun under his arm shooting him. Looks like a cell phone to me. And later, that's what it is. Or a guy with a bottle of water unscrewing it. You see, it's a bottle of water. They say, no, that's a gun, a camera gun, like a cell phone gun. Then they said the security guy in front of him shot him with a pen gun because he does something in his pocket. So we got shot three times then. No, they just move on to the next thing. I'm not even saying Candace is doing that. I'm the one that actually broke that Kash Patel is covering up something. I got Kyle Serafin on here constantly doing it, telling you to the day when Bongino would be leaving. Remember, Alex Jones was right. Like my goal is to tell you the truth. And I don't know what's going on here. And I wasn't even sure Tyler Robbins could be the shooter with stuff I saw. But when I saw him in court with that trans flag tie and how evil he looked and how satisfied he looked, got some damn evil eyes. And his family thinks he did it. His family turned him in, and I saw them outside the courthouse crying. They looked like they were real. So, and like with Sandy Hook, I wasn't the guy that first said it didn't happen. These professors and people did. And then I just interviewed him a few times and later thought they were cooks. Even before I ever got sued, said, no, I think Sandy Hook happened. I think something else was going on there. And then they made up this big story that I did all these things that, you know, that no one did. So I've experienced this before, and I've been blamed for things I didn't even do. And then the police reports they tried to suppress for years came out. And during my deposition in Connecticut, they gave me unredacted. They grabbed them back and asked for the video to be sealed, and they gave them to me. It was really weird. And they go, read these police reports. I get to like the third page, and it's like, officer such and such just in the building. Oh, pushes open a bathroom door, can barely get it open. A pyramid of dead children is there and no blood. Officer believes they've been moved there. And the guy goes, huh, grabs him. Oh, no, we're not. That's enough of that. I don't know what that means. And there was a guy in camo with a gun that got arrested who was in the police department in the next town. And then they said, I lied about that. We got the newscast and showed him. And they didn't bring that up in court. I mean, I don't know, folks. I don't know. I just sit here and try to tell the truth. They'll probably come out and sue me and say that I said, you know, Michelle Obama killed Charlie Kirk or something. I mean, you know, it won't matter. They'll just have me default into court and tell a jury I did it. Won't show any proof. It's how they do it. I'm just saying Candace needs to be careful with the stuff she's doing. That's not a threat. I'm saying this is serious stuff. What I say is what I mean. All right. The great Harrison Smith takes over now. The War Room. God bless you all. So I'm not giving up. I'm not going away. If they shut us down, I got the Alex Jones Network. I don't know, and I'm going over there. You financed it. You paid for it. Your support. I'm just telling you, here's the weird paradox. I thought we'd be shut down last year. I thought we'd be shut down 2 months ago. The receiver won't let us order new product over at Infowars.com. So we're in this paradox now where we're winning, and now they're like, well, you'll actually be open in the, you know, middle of next year now and all this stuff, and there's no money because people believe it was going to shut down. Plus, there's no product. But I convinced the receiver. I said, can we at least make fundraising posters, which are very low cost, have a high markup, people know it's an investment, to keep us on the air? Can I do that? I said, yeah, you can do that. I can just tell you, we need your support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Three posters I designed, two I designed, Rob designed the other one. Defend the West, famous Crusader King, Make No Peace with Evil, you know, same Crusader King, and then Do Like That Still Image of Me, and it is the bestseller. It's I've only begun to fight John Paul Jones, and it's Infowars 1997 to 2026. And yeah, you can buy Unsigned for $25, big posters, glossy in a tube, or you get it for $100. You're like, God, that's huge markup. Yeah, it's a fundraiser. Like when commies give NPR $200 for a ball cap, costs $15. That's the whole point. We're actually winning right now. I don't want to count chickens for their hats. It's not the Democrats. It's not the DOJ holdovers. They're going to shut us down. If you don't go get these posters, and you don't support us, and I'm not bitching at you, I'm just telling you, I'm not saying you got to do it, then you'll be the ones that shut us down. This is a marathon, so please support us, InfoWarsStore.com. I need the money right now. It's like in Star Trek, Wrath of Khan. He goes, I need warp speed in 3 minutes, we're all dead.
Scotty, I need warp speed in 3 minutes, or we're all dead.
And you guys have got us out of this over and over and over again. And me, I'm not giving up. We need to keep pushing because we've got their ass.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.